for the people out there, for your viewers, can I learn how to, you know, talk to an animal? Yes, you can. And your relationship will change. It will become a two-way conversation. And you will learn very much from what your animal has to tell you about yourself.
Hello, enlightened viewers, and welcome to today's Animal World, our co-inhabitant show, featuring part two of our interview with gifted Australian telepathic animal communicator and founder of Animal Talk, Tricia McKay. Internationally acclaimed in her field, Ms. McKay consults with hundreds of animals each year and has appeared on the Australian television programs A Current Affair and Sunrise, and is the author of Stories from the Animal Whisperer. To help others know of the joy of communing with our fellow beings, she also teaches courses in telepathic animal communication, and her students' lives are immeasurably changed after learning this beautiful skill.
How do students benefit from your animal communication workshops? Do many of the attendees become vegetarian or vegan?
Many of them already are. Many have turned vegan and vegetarian. I do know of this because they write to me. And the reason is because they've seen things from a different perception. When you get intimate with an animal or a person, things change. It's a bit like when you love someone, your husband, your partner, your wife, your child. Doesn't your relationship change? Don't you want to save them, protect them? Well, that's what happens when people do these courses and they may talk to a boa constrictor, they may talk to a turtle, they may talk to a mouse. All of a sudden, there's a change in perception and they have a whole new way of looking at life, themselves and this planet. So does it change them? Yes, it changes relationships, it changes perceptions. I've had many people in corporate worlds turn now to work with animals because of their beauty. I'm talking accountants, I get surgeons, dentists, vets, zoologists, lawyers, people from all walks of life come to learn these courses. And you know they are brought to tears because of the beauty of the animals and what they discover about themselves and their own outlooks. That's the biggest transition. The way they saw the world before they walked into these workshops is not the way they see it as they walk out. The animals, that's their purpose. They said to me, "You're working with us, but we're really here to help the human race."
Tricia McKay is deeply concerned about the welfare of farm animals, especially those raised for slaughter, and wishes that all humans would become more loving and no longer act in ways that harm these beautiful, sensitive beings.
I'm hoping that the world changes so that they see that these animals are just the same as your domestic or wild animals, that they need to be loved and nurtured. We can easily become a vegetarian. It wouldn't affect us at all. We can actually eat all of those vitamins and minerals and nutrients that we need through being a vegetarian. If we want to save animals, if we want to save certain things, we just boycott it. We don't buy it. If there's no demand for it, there'll be no need to supply it. So there's so much we can do as individuals. We can also help the organisations that are really, you know, really helping, like Whisper, PETA, Animals Australia, Animals Asia, Greenpeace. There's so many organisations that are working on this planet tirelessly.
All farm animals, including pigs, are highly intelligent. For example, in a study conducted at Pennsylvania State University, USA, pigs were taught to play a video game using a joystick and were found to display focused intensity while playing.
But I had a very interesting conversation with a farm pig one time. A lady contacted me because she said her farm pig was very listless and he was quite depressed. And I said, "You know, I'm getting something very strange in a visual. He's showing me watching TV and he's showing me watching the news." And she said, "Yes, we did watch the news together. He used to sit on the couch and I used to sit on the floor. Now, this pig was missing their time together. So she put a small TV. Was it that the pig really needed to watch TV? No, he wanted to spend time with her. It was their special time. These farm animals have the same relationship, same intelligence, same spiritual beings as your wondrous dogs, cats, birds, and horses that you live with.
As Ms. McKay wisely observes, we can learn a great deal about ourselves and life by interacting with our animal friend.
They're not a lesser being. In fact, I see them as far different to that. They have taught us so much, they know so much more than us, and as I said before, they know how to live and to live in harmony and to keep their society the way it should. They know how to maintain harmony and balance. It's us who's not doing that.
After these brief messages, we'll continue our discussion with the insightful Tricia McKay. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Do you know why most people can't converse and talk to animals? Is because their minds are too busy. So as their animals are trying to speak to them, they're getting this busy signal, as if on a phone. You know, when you're ringing somebody, they get a busy signal. So we need to learn about being in stillness and quiet.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue speaking with the delightful telepathic animal communicator, teacher and author from Australia, Tricia McKay.
Do you think animals beautify and uplift our world?
Well, all I could say is that if we all closed our eyes and imagined a world without animals, I don't know about you, but I just can't imagine that the world would be a beautiful place. The animals show us many, many different things. They have forgiveness. They have unconditional love. We as humans have still to learn that. Everything about us is conditional, even our relationships. I'll love you if, and if only you were like this. Animals don't need to see that we have a beautiful car in the driveway or a wonderful house or you've got expensive designer label clothes. They don't care about that. The way they see us is that we are actually beautiful beings just the way we are at any given time. So they give so much to us. And the other thing they do is optimism. Especially dogs. They wake up as though every day is going to be magic, even though they don't know what it holds, because it's that excitement. Even if you take them on the same walk every day, they're very simplistic because they see beautiful things and new things every day. The things that we miss because we're too busy, in a hurry, with TVs, computers. And animals actually get us back into nature. There's people that don't have partners and are very lonely, even if they're a little bit, aged or there's some other reason or circumstance. Well, animals provide the perfect companions because of this forgiveness. And you know, they never have a problem with being vulnerable. They're quite happy to be vulnerable to you, show you their love. You can tell them off 1 minute and the very next minute they're so excited. When you come home at the end of the day and your dog and cats are so excited to see you, I've never seen my partner or husband act that way in such excitement. So they make our lives so enriched. They really do. I can't imagine ever being without them.
Ms. McKay explains that in addition to beautifying our world and uplifting our spirits, animals have another special role on Earth.
Animals definitely are our teachers. Just their basic principles, if we could live life half as good as what they do, this world would be the most remarkable place. We just need to see that the simple things in life make us the happiest. It's not the money, it's not being famous, it's not the big things. It's the simple things like love, which they give us so much. And I do have to tell you, on a spiritual note, that we've come down to this planet to learn. We're not just here to eat and sleep. And I know that a lot of your viewers will sit out there and say, I know there's more to this life than just that. Well, there is. But the animals have come down here and they actually remember why they're here. And they're here to work with us and to show us the way. They even mirror us in our house. If you notice that your animal has a change in behaviour or there's something very strange going on, first thing to look at is yourself and what's on around you and what's happening in your house. They're just like little silent observers around our house helping us. So absolutely they are our teachers.
Do you think animals are highly spiritual beings?
Absolutely. They are very spiritual. You'll notice that cats especially, and I know that the viewers out there who have got cats will know, they just will relate to this. They're in a semi-meditative state most of the time. They know when to sleep, they know when to relax. So they are very spiritual because they are very connected to the spirit realms and all of the teachings. Like people say, can you be telepathic with a human? Can you do what you do with animals with humans? Only to a certain extent, and it's much harder because animals have pure thought. They don't have the filters and the agendas that we seem to build up and to hold. So most definitely they have a much clearer and spiritual link, and they have much to show us.
Many thanks to Tricia McKay and all the other telepathic communicators who help us see the world through the eyes of animals. We also thank Providence for our animal friends who enhance our lives and teach us valuable life lessons. Let humanity and all beings live together in ever greater compassion, harmony and peace. For more details on Tricia McKay, please visit www.animaltalk.com.au. Stories from the Animal Whisperer is available at www.alanandunwin.com. Thank you for your gentle presence today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your days be filled with serenity, wisdom, and ever-increasing love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.